Fantasy freaks and geeks, James Gale here with you. The following is a clip from today's Sleeper King Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy. Amari Cooper, though, let's start there and talk about his impact for the Buffalo Bills and what it might mean for all of those pass catchers there. Okay, so Amari Cooper, man, to the moon. Okay, the Bills have gotten the fourth fewest yards from outside receivers this year. The only teams worse are the Titans with Will Levis, the Chargers with Quentin Johnston, and a team that doesn't pass that often, and New England. Okay, and New England doesn't have a single outside receiver of note, but the Bills were fourth fewest in the NFL in regards to yards received from outside receivers. So obviously something had to change. That's why they go and make the move for Amari Cooper, who comes in and parachutes in and fits this team absolutely perfectly. And how bad did the Buffalo Bills need a player like Amari Cooper? Well, last year, even with a diminished Stephon Diggs, the Bills had the ninth most pass yards when throwing to the outside. And again, this year, fourth fewest in the NFL. So the drop-off was obviously extreme and severe. Meanwhile, Amari Cooper, one of the most productive outside receivers last year, he had the fifth most yards among all receivers when targeted outside. In fact, among all players with at least 90 outside targets, Cooper had the highest yards per route run average in the NFL, 10.2. I want you to think about that now. Every time he runs a route and gets targeted on the outside, he's picking up 10.2 yards per route. That's pretty good. That is impressive. Now, if we lower that threshold to, I think it was 65, Nico Collins and George Pickens were ahead of him. But again, you get a sense, I mean, especially with Nico Collins, you get a sense now with how good Amari Cooper was when targeted outside. So he fills a huge need for the Buffalo Bills, and he gets to play with a quarterback in Josh Allen. No disrespect, no shade to Dak Prescott, but this is the best quarterback that Amari Cooper has ever played with in his career. Cooper, for me, is an easy top 20 receiver rest of season. With upside for more. Okay, just compared to some of these high-profile, high-name guys, right? Like Amari Cooper or Michael Pittman, who you taking? Go ahead and give me Amari Cooper. I mean, again, if Indianapolis seems determined to play Anthony Richardson, 100% for sure give me Amari Cooper. Again, the aforementioned George Pickens. Arthur Smith, right? Arthur, that's all you need to say. Okay, go ahead and give me Amari Cooper easily. Chris Olave in New Orleans. Again, we don't know how long Derek Carr is going to be out, but we got Spencer Rattler here for the next few weeks. Again, go ahead and give me Amari Cooper. Marvin Harrison in Arizona. Marvin Harrison, who most people took with a top 20 selection. Go ahead and give me Amari Cooper ahead of Marvin Harrison. First of all, he's going to miss one game. Maybe that's cheating. But even after he comes back, okay, go ahead and give me Amari Cooper. Why? Because, listen, this is a team that in the Arizona Cardinals that has the seventh lowest pass rate over expected. Jonathan Gannon is a defensive-minded guy. He wants to establish the GD hell out of the run. Okay, and he's doing that, all right? So Marvin Harrison, the connection with Kyler has not quite been there, man. Bottom line is maybe I'm being a little too bullish on Amari Cooper, but man, you cannot tell me of all those players that I named that any one of those guys, including Marvin Harrison Jr., has a higher upside than Amari Cooper playing alongside Josh Allen. I don't see it. I do not see it. All right, so what does this mean for those Cleveland guys? Jerry, Judy, Elijah Moore. Because again, Cooper, his departure opens up 8.8 targets per game. I mean, nearly 9 targets a game. That's tons. That is a ton of target share available for Jerry, Judy, and Elijah Moore. But this is the problem. Even when he was receiving these nearly 9 targets a game, tons of air yards and all that kind of stuff, the volume was out of control. I mean, the volume was certainly there for him to be a top, I don't know, 20 wide receiver for Amari Cooper. Bro, he's the wide receiver 36. Amari Cooper is currently the wide receiver 36 in PPR, man. Come on. Come on, that's a problem. So Jerry Jeudy is the wide receiver 51. Elijah Moore is the wide receiver 86. So I just ask you, how far are you willing to move Jerry Jeudy and Elijah Moore up? How far? Do you think Jerry Jeudy becomes a better player than Amari Cooper to the point where he is higher than a wide receiver 36? Let's say he is. Let's say he's motivated. He's getting all the targets. Let's say he just finds a spike, a little bit of spike in touchdown production. What's the highest you are willing to put Jerry Jeudy, knowing that Amari Cooper averaging 9 targets a game was the wide receiver 36? I mean, you should not be putting this dude higher than wide receiver 30. That math ain't mathin'. Okay, that just don't make no sense. So we are talking about a wide receiver 3, probably a low-end wide receiver 3 with very limited upside, man. Now, that being said, this team just traded away Amari Cooper, right? They just traded away Amari Cooper. Does Deshaun Watson just throw it in, man? He's getting so much crap. Holy hell. The online hate for Deshaun Watson is out of bounds. My God. And clearly, this team is willing to dismantle, right? So I guess my question is, how long do you think that Deshaun Watson basically hangs in there? How long? How long? I would not be surprised, and you should not be surprised, if Deshaun Watson finds a mysterious ailment that sidelines him for 1, 2, 9 games. Maybe the rest of the season, I don't know. But just something, man. Just something. Some mysterious ailment. Is it a hamstring? Oh, man, my back be hurting. My neck? I don't know. Something. Something. Some mysterious ailment going to keep Deshaun Watson. I wouldn't be surprised. You wouldn't be surprised. So I bring that up in saying, first of all, if you're in a 2QB league, obviously Jameis Winston is probably gone, but if he's available, then obviously go pick him up. But Jameis Winston, if he comes in, then I am actually more interested, and I'll be back in the Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore business. Okay, so... but again, until we see that quarterback change, I'm still going to be all out on Jerry Jeudy and Elijah Moore.